بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر صدق الله العظيم. First and foremost, I'd like to supplicate and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That may Allah Ta'ala give me ikhlas in these few words. May Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. I'm really humbled today to sit in the presence of an esteemed alim, Alhamdulillah, who are probably has the strongest sanad of hadith in South Africa today and probably in the world, in the subcontinent, that we have amongst us here the student of Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayh, whose glamorous name appears in our sanad of hadith. Alhamdulillah, in my lifetime I had the good fortune of meeting some of his students. From amongst his students was our Ustaz Muhtaram, Hazrat Maulana Sher Ali Sahib Afghani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was teaching Tirmizi Sharif, Bukhari Sharif in Falai Darin. His sanad of hadith, obviously being the student of Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madni, Rahmatullah Alayhi, made it a very strong sanad. As well as when I went to Jalalabad, and I done my Bukhari Sharif there, then Hazrat Maulana Aqilur Rahman Sahib, who is still Hayat, but he is Mazur now, he's also in 90 or close to 90. He also, Alhamdulillah, is a student of Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. I had the good fortune of studying Abu Dawud Sharif under him, and he gave us ijazah also for the sanad, for teaching for Bukhari Sharif as well, which he done under Hazrat Hussein Ahmad Mani Rahmatullah Ali. And today, I can't tell you how happy I am that Alhamdulillah we had met Hazrat, who is sitting here, who is also a great ni'mat and a bounty for our country and for Ladysmith, that is carrying the nisbat and the sanad of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam via no links between him and Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. So therefore we are very honored, and I feel I shouldn't be saying anything actually, because my senior is present. But nevertheless, aap logo ki muhabbat, that you all afforded us this opportunity to say these few words. In fact, Hazrat Dr. Hafiz Hansa Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, you know, when I ponder some of his mannerisms, some of his akhlaq, it leave me like, you know, pondering and pondering for a long time. When he would come to Pochepstan for the khatam of Bukhari Sharif, then normally the seniors, we have a stage or we have some platform in front for Hazrat to come and sit, for the seniors to come and sit, our akabirin. But you won't believe it, that he would never come in front. No matter how much I tried, he would always just sit on one corner and suddenly then make ishara, I'm not coming, I'm sitting here. The reason for that is because he felt that I'm not an alim. That place should be only for ulama. And out of his respect for ulama, he wouldn't go and sit in front. Sanad Hazrat Dr. Saab. So we can imagine now, today we have the student of Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Mani Rahmatullah Ali, the nisbat that he is carrying, Allahu Akbar Kabira, we are very, very fortunate. Nevertheless, Alhamdulillah, you know, when we used to pass Ladysmith, when I was a student in my student days, when my Ustad Muhtaram Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Dulyawi was the Khalifa of Hakimul Islam Qayr Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and Shah, and also the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali Ilahabadi. So our Hazrat, when he used to come to South Africa, we should always be driving. In those days, there wasn't this cheap flights like how you get today so much, you know. So we were always driving from Joburg to Durban. And he would make it a point to stop in Ladysmith. So he says, "Nee, waha rukkar hi jana hai." So we used to stop at Hafiz Saab's house, understand that? And if it's afternoon time, we used to have tea, he used to make qailula. And then sometimes, now and again, once in a while, we should stay over, but very seldom. But I can remember we should stop the afternoon. And that was just because of the ihtiram of the nisbat of Hazrat Dr. Hafiz Ansar Saab. So that now, imagine this man, he was probably one of the greatest mufassirs of the Quran in the subcontinent in his time. Maulana Abrar Saab Rahmatullah Ali. I'm talking about, I never saw a mufassir in my lifetime who could make tafsir of the Quran, that Allah gave him that ability. Understand that? Of tafsir of Quran. And Hadith Sharif, Muslim Sharif, he taught his whole life. Understand that? He was a great alim. Great alim. Sometimes in Bayan al-Quran, certain portions Maulana Thanwi has written, they can't understand it. They should send that portion to him in Falahi Dareen and said, "Maulana, what have you understood from this text of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali? We couldn't understand it. Or can you add to our understanding?" And I used to be sitting there when those letters used to come, you know. Can you imagine a man of his caliber, an alim of that stature, when he's passing Ladysmith, he would make sure that he stops here. Out of respect of the nisbat of Hazrat Dr. Hafiz Ansar Saab, that he was the Khalifa Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. So I will tell you why. After he passed away, Maulana Abrar Saab Rahmatullah Ali, this is a secret thing, but I'm just exposing it to you today, nevertheless, right? Now, when we used to sit in his room, he had kitabs like all on one side, right? He had his place where he should make his mutala'ah, and he was teaching big hadith kitabs and Jalalin Sharif, he was famous for that. So, you know, behind his kitabs he used to keep on throwing some things, you know, throwing things behind. So, now nobody got himmat in his lifetime to even touch or even go and look. Right? We're all sitting and we're just watching. Nevertheless, after he passed away, I went to see what was he throwing behind the kitabs. You see, because his wife told me, Ammi Jan, that you can go in Maulana's room and from my share of the miras, you can take whatever you want. That's what she told me. You can take from my share of the miras, you can take whatever you want from that room. So I said, no, today I'm going to declare what he was throwing in the back there. So I saw all letters in the back of correspondence with his murids. All letters in the back correspondence. Then one letter I found that he wrote to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana Abrar Saab Rahmatullah Ali. He wrote that, "Hazrat, mujhe ijazat hai, Qari Tayyab Saab se, mujhe ijazat hai, Shah Wasilullah Saab se. Hazrat se, darkhast hai, ki apne nazre kimiyai se, dil ki siyahi ko dur farmayenge." Ye jumla tha. Hazrat se, he's writing to Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Abrar Saab writing a letter to Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. In that letter, what he's writing? Hazrat se darkhast hai ke apne nazre kimiyai se dil ki siyahi ko dur farmaye. Now he's a khalifa of two big people, two great mashayikh of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali silsila. Now he's turning to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah for bait. So Hazrat wrote, he pulled the line from there. You know, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah, when he used to answer, he don't write on a separate page. Whatever you wrote, same place where you wrote, he'll pull the line. So he pulled the line and he said, "Inna al-abrar lafi na'im." Inna al-abrar lafi na'im. That means now there's no need to come to me. Sana Muawiyah Thanwi's khulafa gave you ijazah, do the work now. But it shows you qadar of nisbat. What is nisbat? We don't even understand it. How we get closer to Allah every day, every day, every day, getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. You understand it? Huh? That nisbat and closeness to Allah Ta'ala via the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat was very particular in a few things. Hafiz, the Hafiz Dr. Ansar Saab, he was amazing actually. So one day when I came to his house, so first he showed me his house, right? Everything inside. And then he told me, "Dekho, yahan, this whole place is sanitized. This whole place is sanitized. You can't come with your shoes inside. And every toilet that's here, we have a champal in front. So if you want to go in the toilet, you must use the champal and leave it by the toilet. Don't move it from there. Because the whole house is sanitized, it's clean, it's park. You can walk anywhere." And said that this whole house is park. So how particular he was regarding tahara.
So the Quran Sharif says, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِرْ. You must keep your clothes clean. Today in the Jummah Bayan, I spoke about these ayats of the Quran. And said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِرْ. So two ayats got left. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَحْجُرْ. The Quran Sharif says you must keep your clothes clean. Taharat. See, we make a lot of emphasis on taharat. Your clothes must be clean, it must be pak all the time. The Quran is emphasizing it, nazafah. And our Sharia teaches us, har cheez mein nazafat. Samjhegani? When I think about it, I say, how much lakh shukr we must make to Allah Ta'ala. For all the beautiful ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no pure nation on this earth like Muslimin. We are the purest people. Our bodies are pak, our clothes are pak, everything is pak. The Quran Sharif is stressing through ibaratul nas, wa thiyabaka fatahir. And through dalalatul nas, the Quran is stressing that just like how your outside is pak, your inside must also be pak. Both must be pak. Outside must be pak, and your inside also must be pak. Now my connection with Hazrat Dr. Hafiz Sansar Sahib was ajeeb. And said that because he was not an alim. So he couldn't, the masail part of it. Now obviously he had murids. Murids are going to ask him masail questions or through correspondence. Now he can't just respond because he's not an alim, number one. And then sometimes those type of questions where he needs from a mufti, some tahqiqat. Right? So what he used to do is, he used to send me his questions. All his questions, he used to send it to me. Right? Now me, I should feel honored. The Hazrat, from all the people, he chose me to answer his questions. And then later on, he told to our students that only two people I send my questions to. One is Mufti Yaqub Sahib and one is Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri in Dabel. And obviously, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib is one of the greatest mashayikh of his time and era. He's also in his twilight layers, Allah keep his sayah over us for a long time. Now there, obviously, the correspondence is going to take long to come. The letters are going to take long to come and he needs answers like straight away. So we used to prioritize his questions. If his question comes, we put it right on top. And we should answer those questions first. So like in a day or the next day, his answers are ready. And he used to be very happy with that. And he used to give a lot of du'as. And plus he used to ask those questions that normal people can't ask those questions. Then a lot of things are playing on his mind. So he wants to know about this and he wants to know about that. And that was your... So he was drawing from our fiqh zahiri and we were drawing from his fiqh batini. He was drawing from our fiqh zahiri and we were drawing from his fiqh batini. That what he attained from Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi by staying in the Sohbat in Jalalabad for so many years, Hazrat's Nigah fen on him, he made Hazrat's Khidmat and all these things here. So when he went in his house, he says, make sure, you see this whole place, you can't walk with your shoes here, this place has been sanitized. And what I liked about him, after we slept and when we left, we were coming to the masjid after Fajr, then ajib, people of Nuhir Ismat, Allah Ta'ala give you all jazakhir, he would do press the buzzer on the doors, the people's gates. Fajr time. I've never seen that anywhere. He would press the buzzer and get people up, all the neighbors in the community. Hey, Fajr namaz now. Eh? You can't sleep now. Imagine such a big buzuk, everybody sleeping next to him, nobody going for Fajr. Sab ko uthate de. So you used to get up, you get up. And Maulana told me today, sometimes the fellows used to phone them also. Sanaji. Sometimes, or yehi muhabbat hai asal. Akhirat ki muhabbat. Let me tell you. So there was one Haji Abdul Wahab Mullah, Rahmatullah Ali, is also a Khalifa. He was a Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib, so latter part of his life. Right. So he told me, I asked him one day, Haji Sahib, how your life changed? So he said, no, one day Hazrat Mawlana Ali, Rahmatullah Ali, my father-in-law, was standing on the minbar. Now he was a buzug of his time. So he said, I saw that noor on his face that had an impact on me. My whole life changed by looking at the face of a wali. Just look at his face. And he saw Anwar on his face. He says, that captivated me. My whole life changed. So then, my father-in-law had taluk with Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib. He took him with him. Right? Then what happened? That towards the latter part of his life, my father-in-law, tahajjud time, would phone him and get him up. Not fajr time. Tahajjud time. Phone him and getting him up, tahajjud time. Ab jo hai sone ka waqt nahi. Now is not the time to sleep. Wo to aayega waqt sone ka. Time to sleep will be in the qabar. Ab jaagne ka waqt hai. So imagine what type of muhabbat you must have for a person to phone him tahajjud time and get him up. And get him up for tahajjud. That is the Ahlullah. So alhamdulillah, the people of Ladysmith, on a base of every people who have taluk with him, 30 years, 40 years, they all have benefited tremendously from him. May Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. The second part of that ayat, where Allah ta'ala says, وَرِزَّ فَهْجُرُ. In the olden days, in a time, they used to make murats with their hands. Right? And then after that, they make izzat of those murats, and then they should worship it. Basically, putparasti they were making. So Allah says, leave that alone. You cleanse yourselves, zahiran wa batinan. Stay away from shirk now. Stay away from all that. That's filth, all that. Get rid of all that. وَرِزَّ فَهْجُرُ. Leave all that. That's finished, that's gone, that's clear, it's khalas. Now why I'm telling you this here is, now Musliman, alhamdulillah, we have become pak. Allah Ta'ala gave us iman. Allah Ta'ala gave us everything. We were born in Muslim homes, many of us, alhamdulillah. From birth, we are reading, reciting the kalima. So the kalima is the key to jannat. Mafatihul jannah, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. What's the key to jannat? La ilaha illallah. That is the key to jannat. No person can go into jannat without that key. That key you have to have. That is the main key that's going to enter us into Jannat. So in the riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, they've got it there, that one day what happened, Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, now wasawi started playing on his brain. What's going to happen? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is gone. Kya deen khatam ho jaye? Maybe deen is going to collapse. Everything is going to collapse. You know. So these types of tafakkurat was playing on him. Wasawis was playing on him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu passes from there. He makes salam, no jawab from Hazrat Uthman, no answer. Now sahaba were such, you know, if there's a matter, they would clarify it straight away. They won't keep no malice in the heart or anything like that. Straight away. So he went, complained by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that, you know, I passed by Uthman and I asked him and said, made salam to him, he never answered my salam. So both of them came now. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came, Hazrat Abu Bakr came to Hazrat Uthman for clarification. He said, he made salam to you, you never answered. He said, I didn't even know he made salam. I can't even recollect he made salam, because obviously he was mentally involved in that gham of his. So he never even realized it. So he says, no, he's speaking the truth. He says, why were you so, your mind was so occupied? He says, I never asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one question. One question I forgot to ask him. So what was that question? Ma najatu hadha al-amr. Ma najatu hadha al-amr. What is the salvation for this matter? Ma najatu hadha al-amr. What is the salvation for this matter? I never asked him that question. How are we going to get najat in akhirat? So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu answered him and told him, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the same question. Don't worry. So he told him, you are more haqdar to ask than me also. Lucky you asked him. Can you please tell me what answer he gave? He says, for a person to accept that kalima that I put forward to my uncle at the time of his death and he rejected it, whoever accepts that kalima, that will be the najat for his amr in akhirat. That will be najat, which my uncle refused to recite that kalima. That is the najat for him in the akhirat. That's what the hadith sharif says. Allahu Akbar. So you can imagine that this la ilaha illallah, how important it is. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma asbar, how much sabr Allah makes. Sa'ibad, nobody can make sabr as much as Allah. Sa'ibad, yad'una lahu al-walad. They say he got a child. Sa'ibad, how much sabr Allah makes when he hears somebody says that he's got a child. And on top of that, wa yu'afihim wa yarzuquhum. How much sabr Allah makes. They say he got a child. But while you afi him, he still gives them afiyat. They're making maja in the world. They're eating, they're drinking, they got houses, they got what mansions, they're living like they're gonna live here forever. Allah gives them afiyat even after what they said, what they are saying. Wa yarzuquhum, he's giving them a rosy also. How much sabr does Allah Ta'ala make? Allahu Akbar. So therefore, my dear respected brothers, this kalima is going to take us. That's the main thing going to take us into Jannat. It is through the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah sees a person has kalima in his heart, then Allah Ta'ala will give him the ticket to enter into Jannat. That same hadith, there's a hadith that says that you have the key, but every key has teeth to it. Sanad. If the teeth are right, the locks will open. Now imagine a person got the key, but the teeth are not right. Now he goes there, he's trying to open the lock, but that key doesn't have the right teeth, so there's no synchronization, the lock is not opening. So when the lock can't open, what's going to happen? He can't go to Jannat. Where is he going to go? He's going to go into Jahannam first. He's going to go into Jahannam, and then for all the things that he done, he'll be punished there. Then Allah Ta'ala will take him out from Jahannam, put him in Nahrul Hayat, then make him, clean him up, and instead get him ready, then put him into Jannat. Because key was not right. So that key of La ilaha illallah, that is the key that each one of us has to make sure that we go with the right key, with the right teeth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Abrasa rahmatullah alayhi, one day he gave an example. He says there's a train that's going. Train that's going. Person sitting in the first class, but he purchased a ticket of the third class, but he's sitting in the first class. Do you understand? So what will happen? The TT will come. In India, you have a ticket collector. If a ticket collector will come into the train and will ask you, can you produce your ticket? So, Mawlana Abrasa rahmatullah says, the person sitting in the first class, but he took a third class ticket. So, the TT will see that he got, what he got? He's got a third class ticket. He'll wait for the next station and throw him out. And tell, this is not your place. You don't have the right ticket to be sitting in this place. So he says, that's exactly our example. Hazrat says, that we don't have the right ticket in preparation for our qabr and the akhirat, but we expecting to get air conditioning on that side. But we don't have the right ticket. But we're expecting air conditioning on the other side. How are we going to get the air conditioning? For that reason, we have to look after. We have to hold on to the coattails of the Ahlullah. We are living in turbulent times. We can't sway the times. We can't swear times, we can't say times are bad, because times Allah created it. Hadith made nafi of that. Allah says, Ana muqallibul tahr. I'm the one that changes the time. Don't swear the time. Say people have gone bad. We are living in a time of fitan. We are living in a time of, in a time that people get up in the morning with iman, and by the time the night, iman has left the heart. By the night, they're sleeping with iman, by the morning, the iman has left the heart. Understand that? In that time we are living in now. So we have to make special dua to Allah. That the day our call comes, He takes us with iman. He takes us radiyatan marziyah. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the wali of those people that brought iman. Yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila nur. He took them out from darknesses to nur. Walladina kafaru. Those people that are kafir. Awliya'uhum al-taghut. They are awliya and friends are these idols. Yukhrijunahum minan Nuri ila zulama, took them out from nur to darkness. Ulaik ashabun nar, they are the people of Jahannam. Now what is happening today, Allah Ta'ala make us maaf, is that we are living in an era. We are here, say, four generations since our forefathers came from India and wherever we came from. I said we are third generation, fourth generation. Maulana, we have reached the stage now that people from good homes and children are becoming murtad. Murtad, out of the fold of Islam. Whether it's irtidad-e-zehni, intellectual irtidad, or irtidad-e-lafzi. For example, the feminists today, they are not happy that Allah has made, gave a man superiority over a woman. They challenge that. They question that. The fact that Allah Ta'ala, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ daraja, Allah says in the Quran, men have a higher status than a woman. A man receives double the inheritance of a woman. Allah Ta'ala has given imarat to a man. Allah has given imamat to a man. Allah has given nubuwat to a man. They can't take that. You see, because Western ta'aleem, what it teaches them, that a man and a woman are equal, equality. Then they make wrong ta'wils of the Quran. To such an extent, they go out of the fold of Islam. They lose the iman. Understand? That is why we are living in that era now. That we can't swear the time. People have become so bad that they are leaving the fold of Islam. In 2017, PEW, Pew Report, they said they wanted to see comparatively to the people entering into Islam compared to the people leaving Islam. Now, I don't know if this is true, because sometimes it's propaganda also by other people, the kuffar. They were saying for every 50 people that comes into Islam, 200 are leaving Islam. And that's what they were saying. This is probably they done in America, they done a survey like that.
Now we have to worry about our children and our next generation. And what I find is that where we are short is we not sending our children from a young age into the sohbat of the Ahlullah. So when they go into the schools, they're not going prepared there. When they're going into the universities, they are not going prepared. And when they are underprepared, then those people, they are easy targets. And what I have found, the more intelligent your child is, the more susceptible he is to be influenced. That's my observation. This is my observation. The more intelligent the child is, so he's very good in science and very good in maths and very good. Those university professors, by the time they finish with him, his brain is a kachumbar. So he doesn't know where his khuda is, he doesn't know where his kalima is. Do you understand? Now where we are running short is that our children, we ourselves have stopped going in a sohbat of the mashayikh. And then, we're not sending our children in the sohbat of the mashayikh. So when they're growing up, they are sitting ducks basically. Right? So that's very, what we can see, what's happening today. That's why Allah Ta'ala save us from generations to come. And another thing I want to bring up in today's majlis also, is one of the downfalls and our Achilles heel. Our weakness is disunity. Disunity is the Achilles heel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, He has made it very clear, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah ta'ala all together, do not splinter. In another verse, Allah ta'ala says, وَاطِعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. Don't fight. فَتَفْشَلُوا. What will be the consequences of fighting? فَتَفْشَلُوا. You get weak. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And then what will happen? تُمْ أُكَرْجَعُوا. So that you lose your breath, you lose your wind, you lose your footing. Do you understand? Now, if you look at what is happening today in the whole world, the kuffar have united on batil. They have united. All of them decided, you know what? We are all united on batil. So America, UK, and the whole European Union, they're all united on batil. But the Muslim ummah has disunited and we are on haq. That's amazing. They're on batil and they're united. And we have disunited even though that we are on haq. The Quran says you're going to get weak. And we can see how weak we are today. We can't protect our wind. Mawlana Mufti Sahib read the ayat in the Quran Sharif today in the Maghrib Namaz. Allah is asking the question, وَمَا أَلَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضَعْفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ. So that this weak men and women, who's there to protect them? They have been chased out of their homes. They have lost everything. We don't have nobody to protect. Why? Our iman has gone too weak. We are disintegrated. We are fractured. In every sense of the word, we are fractured. What is the outcome of all this? When these children become homeless, when they go into the refugee camps, and who's going to make their ta'lim and tarbiyat in that condition? They don't even have food to eat. How many generations down the line, what's going to happen? Yes, iman will get strong, but ta'lim and everything, who's going to teach them? There, where are the schools? Where are the madaris? Where is this? Everything has been destroyed. What a big effect that is going to have. And why do we have this disparity and this fights happening all the time? Because my ustad, Mahadir Maulana Iqbal Sahib, he mentioned in his kitab, he says the reason is nafs parasti. Nafs parasti means every person thinks that what I'm saying is only right. So that's what some people say. Yes, my Hazrat Maulana Masullah Rahmatullah Ali, he always told us, this was his statement, I can't forget it. Jo jisne kehliya holiya, whoever said what, you just went with that. Anybody comes, he says anything, you go with that. And what about our ta'lim that we've been given you? Why are you not steadfast on that ta'lim? Jo jisne kehliya holiya. That's Hazrat's words. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I heard it in my own ears. Jo jisne kehliya. Yes, our mashayikh's ta'lim, we have to be steadfast on. However, the ummah has to be united so that we can fight off the kuffar. We can have people thinking for us. And all this. This is very, very important. And the reasons why this disintegration takes place, nafs parasti, qawmiyat, but there's too much of problems amongst the Arabs themselves, amongst their nations, sometimes iqtisadi reasons, economic reasons. All these factors play a role in all this. And then obviously the influence of the kuffar over them. So these are the things that we are challenges that we as an ummah are facing on the ground.
But we need to strengthen our bondage with Allah Ta'ala and our children's bondage with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so that our children, they're not susceptible, so that they can defend Islam, they are leaders of Islam, they have enough ta'lim at home, they have enough tarbiyat at home. This is essential for all of us. For that, we have to make zikr every morning. Get up in the morning, make zikr. Maulana Masood Rahmatullah Ali himself taught me, he told me, chalte phirte mazrid la ilaha illallah. Chalte phirte. Hazrat taught me himself. And then we were sitting like this here. I was here, he was here. He said, must do like this here. Must make zikr like this. La, everything besides Allah. Throw it over here. Illallah, onto your heart. So Hazrat taught me like that. Say la ilaha illallah. Make zarb like that. So when we get up in the morning, it is the tariq of our akabir to make zikr in the morning. Must make zikr. Yes, you can make zikr with khalwat in your own room. You can make jahri zikr if you wish. You can make, normally the chistiya silsila, we make jahri zikr in the Naqshbandi silsila. Alhamdulillah, we have ijazat from Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman sahab. Damat Barakatum, he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali, was the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Fazl Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali. So in that silsila, Naqshbandi silsila, they normally make jahre, zikr sirri. But we, if we are on the chistiyah, you can make zikr sirri, we can make zikr jahri, but make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And my Hazrat said something very nice. He said, dekho Maulana, is dore ghaflat mein, in this era of ghafla, Allah ko yaad karna bari baat hai. What has this? Has this said? Is dore ghaflat mein. In this era of ghaflat, when people have forsaken Allah Ta'ala, they have forsaken the religion, they have forsaken everything. Is dore ghaflat mein. Samay baat. Allah ko yaad karna bohot bari baat hai. Ye mein Hazrat ka lafz hai. Wa qam zaman sahab. So remember, Allah in this dore ghaflat is not a small thing. It is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Make zikr, sanad, make fikr, read all our namazes, make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Make istighfar every day, read two rakat salatu tawbah every day. My Hazrat Mawabras Rahmatullah Ali one day told me, Maulana, I read two rakat salatu tawbah every day. Even for the extra excessive water I used in wudu and ghusl, uske liye bhi main tawbah karta hun. Uske liye main bhi tawbah karta hun. How the Ahlullah, how they thinking? How much they thinking? How much they pondering? Mere andar kya kya kamiyan hai? What and what weaknesses do I have in me that I can rectify? How can I rectify this weakness? How can I rectify that weakness? And all our Ahlullah, Alhamdulillah, I had the good tawfiq of spending time in so many Ahlullah sohbat. About nine, I think, eight or nine Ahlullah sohbat, Alhamdulillah. Maulana, every one of them was sab lage hue hain zikr mein, fikr mein, shagal mein, they all that time. Imagine Hazrat Muhammad Masoodah Rahmatullah Ali was in one room like this. He never come out from that room, hardly came out. Hazrat was isme bhi tehlte the Hazrat. He should even walk in there, warzish bhi karte the isme. Hazrat was even have warzish, but his faith and his majlis and his ruhaniyat. That's why when I went to Jalalabad first day, my wife started crying. What a place you brought me here. Everything was broken, the walls were broken, everything was broken. When she saw that place, first day, right, she went in the kitchen, and she saw all the chipkali on the wall. Right, but all those lizards, big fat ones also, not the South African ones. Those are those genuine lizards, those big ones, tigers. She saw that, she said, where you brought me? Where we came here? So she started crying, said, may I'll never put my foot in this place. She said like that. But then she settled down. And those houses wasn't like here that we got windows also. There it was walled up on all four sides. You can't see outside. If you're sitting inside, you can't see outside. So if the lady is in the house, she can't see outside at all. There's no way. And we had one room only. I said, and that room was our kitchen, and that room was our dining room, and that was our bedroom. Everything had to be done in one room. Right? But then, that sukoon of Moran, that place was such that you could feel the presence. There's a wali here in this area. You could feel his presence of Moran Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. You could feel
That is a great buzuk. Then she stayed there. Then she started interacting with Hazrat's family and the ladies of that family. And then the talukim. Then you don't want to leave there. Once you fall in love with Mawlana Masudullah Rahmatullahi, where you want to go? You don't want to go anywhere. So I had the good fortune that I was there for his janaza also. Alhamdulillah. Hasanat, it was a Thursday night and the news came. So first, 1 week, about 1 week earlier than that, news came, Hazri passed away. We all went, we ran to see if Hazri passed away. No, he never passed away. They said that he saw Allah Ta'ala in his dream. Allah Ta'ala in his dream. Hazri, about 1 week before he passed away. That's what we heard, information. Then about 1 week later, so we heard, Hazri passed away. We all ran to the Majlis Khana. And then, waqi'i, it was like 1-2 in the morning. You see? And Haji was lying on his bed. His topi was still on. Mawlana Inayatullah Sahib was there. Mawlana Ustad of Bukhari Sharif. Then we asked him the next day. Obviously, I saw his face. It was munawwar. It was shining. I said that. And after that, the crowd that started, Mawlana, we never get a chance again to see him. We only had a chance to make ruya at 2 o'clock in the morning when people were less. After that, the whole road from Delhi became closed. So that when he came to class, Hazrat Mu'inatullah Sahib, I'll conclude on this. We asked him, you was there on Hazrat's side when he passed away. Can you tell us a little bit, Sanat, what was the last moments like? So he says that, I started talqeen to read Surah Yasin Sharif. And then Hazrat, he just took out his hand like this. And then he stopped me. He said that, you don't need to make talqeen. I am in the state of zikr. Talqeen ki koi zarurat nahi. You make talqeen for a person whose his mind is not there, so bring him back. It's called talqeen. Why? Because you don't tell him, read. You just read yourself, La ilaha illallah, with a sweet voice, and he will be able to hear you. And then when he reads the kalima, you stop your talqeen. Understand? And if he has to say something again, then you will again start the talqeen. Do you understand? So he says, I started reading reading talqeen and making Surah Yasin. So Haji just took out his hand like this and stopped me. So there's no need for that. And then he just done that a little bit, and then he just head just dropped on the side, and he passed away. And that was the great wali of his time. You know what he told us? What he told us? That maine kabhi apni zindagi mein gunah kabira nahi kiya. I never commit one gunah kabira in my whole life. Muhammad Sallallahu Khan. Samjhe ki nahi? And then what he told us? He told us maine kabhi apni puri zindagi mein layani kalam nahi kiya. I never said any statement of futility in my whole life. Never said it. Now can we imagine, just analyze that one point only. I never said anything of futility. Now what is futility? That which is of no benefit to this world or the next world. That is a statement of futility. I've never said a statement of futility in my whole life. In my whole life. MashaAllah rahmatullahi alayhi. That's why people used to come there. Then he said one day, that logon ne mujhe nahi pehchana, people never recognize me. Sab Allah wale yahan aate hain, banda kahin nahi jata. Sab Allah wale yahan aate hain. All the people, koi to baat hogi. Hazrat said, what? Koi to baat hogi. You know, Hazrat used to say, koi to baat hogi. Sab Allah wale yahan aate hain. All the ahlullah, they come here. I don't go anywhere. Koi to baat hogi. And then what a janaza took place. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Mu'inatullah Sahib performed the janaza. I was there. Alhamdulillah, I was sharik in the janaza. Nevertheless, that was an era. These are the Ahlullah. The South African community benefited a lot from him. Alhamdulillah, when Hazrat Dr. Sahib got his ijazat, I was there present as well. Alhamdulillah, he was one of the last people to get khilafat from Mawlana Masudullah. In fact, there was one person after him, Mawlana Fahim Mayat, who's in the UK at the moment. He's the Khalifa also, Hazrat Muhammad Masudullah Rahmatullahi. We are young boys, we are young children that time. We were in Dore Hadith. You know, one day I came, I'll conclude this. One day we came, you know, when in Ramzan, the big crowd used to come there, you know. Big crowd used to come. And Muhazri is on his bed, but when he sits up to give majlis, 3 hours majlis. So where is getting that ruhani power from? 3 hours majlis. So I was a small boy. I just came around. Now we were small, so we could, you know, move in there. So we came, sat right by his feet. Sat right by his feet, Muhammad Sallallahu Khan. So that day he started with me, the majlis. He says that when I was a young man, मैंने कभी अपने पैर को लंबा नहीं किया. You know, as a young man, I never stretched my legs. But Allah is watching me. I couldn't stretch my legs as a young man. Lekin aaj main majboor ho gaya. I'm old now. I have to stretch my legs. But for me to stretch my legs to another human being, mujhe sharam aati hai. Aziz Singh. He started majlis on this point here that I'm making. He says, my whole life I never stretched my legs as a young person. Allah is watching, Allah is watching. Now in my old age, I have to stretch my legs, make me maaf. But I'm feeling hard because my legs are facing at another human being. Where are you going to get that kind of awliya Allah? Allahu Akbar Kabira. So that phase from Jalalabad has reached you here in Lady Smith. Via our Hafiz Dr. Hansa Saab. That's why usuli, principles, everything, muamalat ki safai, you all saw that. Through our Hazrat Dr. Hafiz Hansa Saab. May Allah accept this majlis. I never prepared you. Allah ne dil mein baat dali. Wahi jo hai aapke saamne pesh ki. Apne baro ki yaad ko taza kiya. But our akabir say brought their things what I had seen there as a student and what we have benefited by staying in their sohbat and the sohbat and the benefit we have attained from Hafiz Dr. Hansa Saab. Whatever Allah put in the heart, maine aapki khidmat mein pesh ki. Allah khubul farmaye. Maulana, mujhe maaf kijiyega. Agar koi qabile islah baat ho, ab zarur islah farma de. We are requesting all your duas. Inshallah, we will be leaving early. We won't have sabak tomorrow. Students are waiting. Inshallah, we won't be spending the night. Inshallah, but we will come again. Inshallah, to Lady Smith. Allah Ta'ala, muhabbat ko qaim daim rakhe. Humko iman ke upar barqarar rakhe. Aur hamari aulad aur nasal dar nasal. For all generations to come, Allah keep us steadfast on iman. Allah save us from the makr and fareb of the kuffar and all their tricks and all their plots and plans. And may Allah create from our generations people that will be the flag bearers of Islam, that will carry the flag of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Mufsaq mawla abdu afar ma dije.
Well, can I say one or two words? You, Hazrat was talking about protection of Iman. I did mention this before also to our majlis here, but just mentioning it again. A person came to Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, and asked him that which are those sins that can cause one's Iman to be snatched away. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi mentioned three things. He said, number one, kufran ni'mat iman. If you don't appreciate the gift of iman, Allah has given us iman, we need to appreciate that. He said, if you don't appreciate, then Allah takes it away from you because you're not appreciating the gift of iman. So number one, he mentioned that. Number two, he said, you don't care how you're going to die. Whether you want to die with iman or without iman, you're not worried about it. If that is the condition, then the possibility of the iman being getting snatched is great. And number three, he mentioned zulm, to oppress. And then he said that if these three things are in a person, in his opinion, that person is going to live without iman. Allah save us. So how important it is to appreciate the gift of iman, make shukr now and then to Allah Pak. Tell him, I'm very grateful to you that you have blessed me with iman. And worry about how we're going to go from this world. with iman or without iman, have that worry and don't oppress anybody. And something on a little bit lighter note, I have mentioned it earlier too. One person is to make dua, Allahumma ghfir li, and then he is to also add to that, wali malaki shams. Oh Allah, forgive me and forgive the angel of the sun. Ajib kind dua he was making now. So one day this malaki shams, this angel of the sun came to him and told him, "Bhai, you making dua for me always? What can I do for you?" He said, "By the way, you can do something for me." "What's that?" "Take me to where you are stationed, leave me there, and go to Malikul Maud," you got some connection with him, "and go and ask him how much time is left for me so that I can prepare myself accordingly." He says, "Well, I did give you my word." "Okay, I'll take you with me." So he took him with him, placed him where he normally is stationed, left him there, and then went to Malikul Maud and told him that, "I got one Bani Adam, one human being who used to always make dua for me, and he's requested me to ask you how much time is left for him." Malikul Maud checked and he said, "Wah, wah, hey, subhanallah, congratulations, your friend is a very, very fortunate person, a person of great rank. He'll only die the day he come and sit in your place." And he was there already. So the poor chap went to go and find out how much time is left. In the meantime, there was no time left, hardly. There was only a little bit time left for him to get where he's supposed to go to for his mouth. So we don't know when we're going to die also. Anytime our time can come, we need to be prepared every day. We can't say, "Inshallah, from tomorrow I'll try and do the right things. Today I'll just carry on how I am," because you don't even know whether you're going to live till tomorrow. So whatever what is possible to do while we are alive, Allah must give us tawfiq to do that. Maaf, Mawlana, I took your time and start telling some words. So we make the dua now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultani ala jami' nu'amaik khususan ala ni'matil iman. Ya Rabbi laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Allahumma aftah lana bil khair واختب لنا بالخير وجل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجبر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم استر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.